This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechishanu zvita 11/2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Nangagwa ndiri mera shumba murambo kwachivi wekuruzevha. Asatambe seizva yake pamurungu. Zvaanongoziva chete ndezvekusunga nyika yake kubva ari mudiki from the age of 19. Dzamari rasindava 70. Handina zvinhu zvandoziva kunze yosevenzera nyika yangu nekurisa kuriita kwana kusununguko. Ndoshungu dzomwoyo wangu.
Vachangodomwa semutevedzeri wekutanga wemutungamiri wezanupf vaemarson munangagwa vanotaura nestudio 7 pamusoro pebasa guru ravakatarisana naro.
Dzimwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dzinoti mweya weruvengo wanga uchionekwa pakati pezvikwata zvinotsigira vamunangagwa nechinonzi chinotsigira amai mujuru unenge ucharamba uripo.
The National Constitutional Assembly kana kuti NCA yoendesa mutungamiri wenyika kudare repamusoro-soro ichiti vamugabe havakwanisi kudoma vatungamiri vaviri muhurumende.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Vachangodomwa semutevedzeri wekutanga wemutungamiri wezanupf vaemarson munangagwa vanoti vari kutarisira kushanda nemapazi avachapiwa muhurumende kuitira kuti mapazi aya azadze zvidzidzo zvevana veZimbabwe. Vamunangagwa ava vari kutarisirwa kutoreswa mhiko semutevedzeri wekutanga wemutungamiri wenyika mangwana vanoti Zimbabwe inofanirwa kudyidzana nedzimwe nyika kuitira kuti upfumi hwayo husimukire. Vamunangagwa ava vane makore 56 nemasere ekuberekwa vanoti havana daka naamai Joyce Mujuru ava vakabviswa pachigaro chemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika navaRobert Mugabe nemusi wemuvhuro manheru. Sandra Nyaira weStudio 7 aita hurukuro navamunangagwa kuti tinzwe zvavari kurongera nyika.
Ini noumwe wangu vampoko tichizotumwa vachakamura vanokamura mabazi iwayo kuti iveparira mabazi aya utarira tichitarira mabazi aya tuzoita basa rokuona kuti machinda mamwe angu machinda mamwe ehurumende vanenge vari kubazi randiendapiwa iroro vavaita basa ravo here nemazvo votungamidza kusumudzira nyika kwete kusumudzira kuita zvavo kutsaivo azvokuti nyika isumuke.
Veruzhinji vakawanda havazive kuti ndiani chaizvo anonzi Emarson Munangagwa. Vanhu vanongoziva kuti vamunangagwa zvechokwadi vakanga vari kuhondo kubvira kare kare, asi ndiani chaizvo nekuti havasati vambonyanya kunzwa muchitaura taura kana kumbointevhiewa muchitaura semataura amuri kuita. Ndiudzaiwo kuti ndiani anonzi Emarson Munangagwa.
Munangagwa ndiri mera shumba murambo kwachivi wekuruzevha. Asati ambosevenza zvake pamurungu. Zvaanongoziva chete ndezvekusunga nyika yake kubva ari mudiki from the age of 19. Dzamari rasindava 70. Handina zvinhu zvandoziva kunze yosevenzera nyika yangu nekurwisa kuriita kwana kusununguko. Ndosungu dzomwoyo wangu.
Iyoyo nyaya yamabata yekurwisa nyaya yekuti nyika iwane rusununguko, pane here zvamakabvira kare kare muchida kuita musemutungamiriri kana segurukota zvamuri kufunga kuti zvamaane chinzvimbo ichi munokwanisa kuchigadzirira vana veZimbabwe kuti zvamakanga muchifarira muchirwira zviya zviya izvi zvimwe ndakubatsira kuti tigadzirise?
Ndingari chokutanga chichemo chatinacho the major grievance of the revolution yanga iri kuti takatore bhaifu redu. Zvino kwapera makore magumi tapinda mukuzvitonga kuzere takatora minda zvamunoziva mose. Saka ndima yapera iyo ndima yatava nayo iko zvino ndeyekutora ufuru huri pamusoro pevhu kuti huve maboko evana veZimbabwe. Ufume huri pasi pevhu hushandwe nevana veZimbabwe. Muna izvo tingeita izvozvo vana vedu veZimbabwe kuti vabudirire kuti vaite izvozvo ngawa wane dzidzo, ngawa wane utano, vagowana mabasa. Asi tisaita ndangariro yekutarira kuzhe kwenyika kuti nyika inosimudzirwa nevanhu vokunze. Hatizive kuti takapiwa maoko namakumbo naMwari nepfungwa, toshanda, tosimudzira muzvipo zvatakapiwa naMwari wedu.
Vana veZimbabwe vanogona kubvunza kuti makore apera takambonzwa ZANU PF ichiti Youth for All by 2000, Mabasa for All by 2000 nezvimwe zvakadaro. Chii chakuita kuti iko zvino mufunge kuti zvechokwadi muchakwanisa kupa vana veZimbabwe zvinhu zvavari kuchemera izvi?
Vashomane muri yeZimbabwe vangatanga makuda sewe kuti kwakaita masanctions last 14 years. Saka tamakore gumi namakore mana nyika yakangomira. Pasina punduko yanga ichiitika pamusoro pokuti patakata tora ivhuka ma international institutions, financial institutions akadimbura maprograms nemaprojects ose aifinance vakataka currency yedu vakaiponda ikaparara. Asi the last 3 years kubva 2009 kudzama taiko zvino izvi 3 or 4 years now patakazoti aiwa hatichisaichi currency yavo havasati vaina mavhana okuiponda nyika yedu yakusumuka. Saka ndinoragara kuti saramba takabata karenzi yavo iyi ndotichashanda nayo. Chimwe chaakuitika ndechekuti masanctions acho vaakuabvisa zvishoma nezvishoma. Saka taakuona kuti kwatiri kuenda kwava nechiedza. Kati chikuru chatinotenda kumhuri yeZimbabwe ndechekuti nyangwe taana matambudzo akadiri takaramba takabatana. Nyika yanamboparara, hatina kuita mhirizhonga, hatina kuita kana hondo, takaramba takangobatana. Saka zvavanyore iko zvino zvinhu zvakutinakirawo. Saka tinoda kuti kukurudzira kuramba takangobatana tisimudzire nyika yedu semaZimbabweans.
Kemakore akawanda vanhu vanga vachinyora vanonyora nhau vachiisa imimi naamai mujuru sevanhu vasingawirirani uye vari kurwira kuushe kana mutungamiri wenyika achizenga ati vaneta kana kuti vakuda kunozorora kunonyorawo mamemo avo semataurira vakamboita kare. Ukama hwenyu naamai mujuru hwakamira sei? Tichitarisa zvanga zviri kuitika mumashure mazuva apera aya nemakore esaya anga achinyorwa mukati memapepa nawo.
Kana ndivasingahwisisi kana kuenda kuna amai mujuru kunovabvunza kuti vamunangagwa vanakudza kuti iya ndiye comrade wangu neniwo amai mujuru akakurira mumaoko medu akave ari mwana mudiki akakurira mumurevolution zvakazomupinda vekozvino zvakapinda vekozvino ndozvatinonzwa. Asi hapana chandoziva chandakamutadzira, hapana chandoziva chaandidini chaanditadzira.
Munofunga here kuti ichokwadi zvechokwadi kuti zvavari kunzi vakaita zviri kutaurwa izvi ichokwadi kuti vakazviita?
Dudu, vanofanira kupindura izvo ndivo nokuti handisingazvitaura.
Chekupedzisira, chamungada kusiyira vana veZimbabwe zvamaa kuti mangwana muchange muchitanga kupiwa iye yatinoti oath of office kuti munyatsotanga kushanda?
Tinoda runyararo, kubatana, runyararo nokubatana nokudada kuti tiri vana veZimbabwe vakasungunuka. Hatifambe takasimudza misoro yedu.
Vaemarson Munangagwa ndomutevedzeri wemutungamiri weZANU PF uye vari kutarisirwa kugadzwa semutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika mangwana. Vanga vachitaura vari parunare muHarare naSandra Nyaira weStudio 7.
Imwe nyanzvi inoongorora nyanzvi zvematongerwo enyika vachamunorwa madiridze avo vari kupeta zvidzidzo zvePhD kuUniversity of Cape Town vaudza mutungamiri komo weStudio 7 kuti ruvengo rwakabuda kuti ruriripo pakati pavamunangagwa naamai mujuru kuburikidza nemashoko aitaurwa nevanhu vaive muzvikwata zvakasiyana-siyana.
Uko kutaura kwemunhu mukuru ka? Kana vakuru vachitaura havazotauri semataurwa azvinoitwa nekeri. Asi isu pakuziva kwedu nokuona kwatakaita zvinhu zvichiitika, ko kana kwaiitika zvichinzi mai mujuru vane chimwe chikwata, vamunangagwa vane chimwe chikwata, mai Mugabe vachitofamba nyika yese vachituka mai mujuru vachivanenedzera nezvimwe zvisingatsananguriki kana kuti zvisina umbowo. Saka izvozvo takazozviona zvotaurwa futi nekukonvhesi kwacho, vamugabe vachitaura vachinyomba vice president wavo panguva iyoyo vaive mai mujuru. Saka hatingati mabasa vemidhia kana kuti vatori venhau nevapepeti venhau. Izvi zvinhu zvakataurwa zvakangoitika chete, venhau vakangotora nobva vazvipepeta nobva vazvipa kune veruzhinji. Asi havasiwo vakagadzira bopoto ranga riripo pakati pevaitevera vamunangagwa nevaitevera mai mujuru.
Vamunangagwa vakaita mutungamiri wenyika sezviri kutarisirwa nevatsigiri vavo, muri kuona vachikoka amai mujuru here kuti vauye vashande vese muhurumende?
Parizi ino takatarisa mvonga mvonga ya chaba na ayoi muzano PF. Zini zinoneza kuti tifungi zire kuti vamuna ngagwa wanga kwanisa kuzoshandi zana na mae mjuru. Titarisa kusibisi wakati wa mae mjuru. Sisi nene ziru wa moswa hese ikuna vamuna ngagwa ni vamuwa wawaiva tewira kutuweda uti mae mjuru wa vipachika. Saka zini zokuti zinoneza hese zizikuti zifungi zire kuti mawia wanga so kwanisa kushanda wese mberi kwa tinoenda. Asi munyaze zumatongiru wei nika omu. Iyo pachao zumatongiru wei nika. Vane zingwe zunuzo wanu kuna kuita pane imwe nguwa. Zamuninge musinga tarisiri. Asi uzu vanzu wapinzuka. Woita zwe zingwe zamuninge musinga tarisiri. Saka vane zingwe mkuita kwa wano zumatongiru wei nika. Azishamisi kutiwa muna angagwa mberi kwa tunenda ukubawa president. Mnuzo wuna ziwa ukubadiza na imu kutuwa bachimwe chizimbo chisoro soro. Saka zini zoguti azufungi ziki parizi ino nukuda kweza taona. Asi zini zungona kuitika.
Vacha mnorua madiridze inyanzwi inoongorora zvematongerwo enyika uye vachiita PhD yavo kuUniversity of Cape Town muSouth Africa. Vanga vachitaura vari parunare kuCape Town kwakare nantunga milinkomo weStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the
voice of America.
Bato rinopikisa National Constitutional Assembly kana kuti NCA rinoti ratuma magwetaro kuti akwire kudarira pamusoro-soro reConstitutional Court achimisa mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kugadza vatevedzeri vavo vaviri richiti zviri kunze kwebumbiro remutemo wenyika. Mutauriri webato iri vamadhoki Chivasa vanoti bumbiro remitemo idzva rinoti vaMugabe vaifanirwa kunge vakadoma vatevedzeri vavo vaviri. Sarudzo dzichangopera kwete kuzozviita kwapera gore sarudzo dzaitwa. Bato ravo riri kutevera paragraph 14 subparagraph 2 schedule 6 iyo inoti vaMugabe vaifanirwa kudoma vatevedzeri vavo vaviri pasina kunonoka. Imwe nyaya inonziwo neNCA iri mugwaro ravo iri riri kuenda kumatare ndeyekuti utungamiri wenyika haunawo munhukadzi sezvinotarisirwa munyika ine vanhukadzi vakawanda kudarika vanhurume. Vachivasa vanoti magweta avo embidzo muchade hama and makoni achaendesa mapepa aya chekutanga mangwana mangwanani. VaMugabe vari kutarisirwawo kutoresa mhiko vaEmerson Mnangagwa pamwe navapelekezela Mpoko sevatevedzeri vavo vaviri mangwana. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navachivasa pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Tatotora matsano aya taenda kumagweta edu tikavaudza kuti vanofanira kukosina kukoti kuti kosina kukoti inge ichitaura pachena kuti ziri kuda kuitwa navaMugabe zvekuisa mavice president maviri azvisiri pamutemo. Havachatenderwi nebumbiro ripo kuti vange vachiapointa mavice president maviri. Vaifanirwa kungotozviita pakapera sarudzo paya. Iye zvino ichavakwanisa kungoita kureplesa mae mujuru wavakadzinga kwete kuti vange vachiuya futi nomumwe vice president kuti pange paine mavice president maviri.
Imi muri kushandisa chikamu chipi chemutemo iwe?
Isu tiri kushandisa chikamu inonzi schedule 6 iri muconstitution umu mukatarisa paragraph 14 subparagraph 2. Inotaura kuti mutungamiri wenyika ane masimba okuti anenge achapoinda mapresident asingadariki maviri nguva dzinenge dzapera maelections. Saka vaMugabe pavakaapoinda mai mujuru vakatomeka decision yekuti hapachakwanisi kunge pane mavice president maviri. Uye imwe nyaya inonetsa ndeyekuti bumbiro romutemo iri rotaura kuti munhu anenge aita vice president kana kuti anenge aita president kana akazenge asiya anoramba achipuhwa uya unonzi ndigandigere wakafanana nepei ya vice president kana president anenge aripo. Saka tiri kuti zvoda kutoitwa navaMugabe zvinoreva kuti kutanga kwemwedzi unoyu pane pati wane vanhu vatatu vanenge vachipuhwa muhoro wavice president. Saka tiri kuti senyika yeZimbabwe iri kutonetsekawo mari iko. Iyo mari vanozoiwana kupiko? Panenge pachichema vashandi vaida kuwedzerwa mari zvonzi hapana mari. Tozowana mari yekubhadhara 3 mavice presidents. Saka toona zviri zvinhu zvakashata izvozvo sesangano reNCA.
Asi hapana here imwe nzira yekuti vaMugabe vanogona kunzvenga nayo bumbiro remutemero vachishandisa masimba avo avakashandisa pakudoma amai mujuru vachashandisa zvakare pakuvamisa basa?
Tingati ndo zvimwe zvinonetsawo pabumbiro racho riripo kuti masimba arimo apresident akawandisa kuti ange ari masimba anenge achipuhwa munhu mumwe chete. Kana ivo vakazodhizaita zvavo kushandisa masimba avo asi isusu sepato reopposition reNCA ndofungawo isu taitawo zvatinogonawo kuti titi pamutemo uripo watiri kuverenga isusu hamuchatenderwi kuti munge muchiita mumavice president maviri.
Vanga vari mutauriri weNCA vamadhoki Chivasa vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Imeo nyanji mnyaya zemitemo ino dzidzisa pa Kent University ku Britain va Alex Magaisa vanoti nyaya NCA inonakidza kutevera.
Haisi nyaya inganzi haina maturo. Inyaya ine musoro nekuti mashoko akashandiswa mubumbiro remutemo mu-6th schedule anotaurawo kuti president vanofanira kuappointa ma-vice president avo munguva shomanana mushure mekunge va electwa sa-president wenyika. Saka vanofanira kuita decision iyoyo soon after va-electwa sa-president wenyika. Zvinoreva izvo kuti parizvinoizvi vari kuti vada kureplace vice president anga aripo. Hazvirambidzwe kuti muite ma-replacement, hatingoti zvingarambidzwe nekuti discretion ya-president iyo nokuti munhu anokwanisa kudzingwa ka hazvingarambe kuti pasaite chi pasaite munhu asi ndofunga kuti mhosva ingange yapo ndeyekuti unenge uchibvisa vangani one here kana kuti maakudzorera vari vairi. Ndofunga kuti nyaya yaNCA inokodzera kuti inzwike nedare dare ripe nyaya yaro. Chandinongoona chete chichanetsa panyaya iyi ndechekuti ndinoona kuti dare handifungi kuti rinoitambira nyaya iyi. Kunyange vakaitambira nyaya iyi ndinoona kunge vachaiburitsa nekuti vanenge vachiti masimba apresident haakwanisi kunge achiongororwa nedare. Iyi mutemo wakare wagara uri kwahwo waishandiswa nemadzimambo kunana Britain uko watakazotoro tichishandisa kwedu. Asi mubumbiro ratakaitairi remutemo iri takabvisa provision kana kuti mutemo wangu uripo kuti masimba apresident haakwanisi kuongororwa nedare.
Dr. Alex Magaisa vanodzidzisa mutemo paKent University kuBritain vanga vachitaura vari kuBritain kwakare.
Zvichakadaro, bato reMDC rinotiwo riri kuronga kuroverera vamugabe nemhosva yekutyora bumbiro remitemo nekudzinga kwavakaita vaive mutevedzeri wavo amai Joyce Mujuru kubva pachigaro richishandisa nhengo dzaro mudare reparamende. Mutauriri webato irevavo Beth Gutu vaudza bepanhau reNewsday kuti vamugabe vakazvidza bumbiro renyika nekudzinga amai Mujuru vachiti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika anofanirwa kudzingwa chete pachiteverwa bumbiro renyika.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Musakanganwe kuti munokwanisa kutibata pana 9am 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Vaimbova mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDick Cheney vanoti bazi revasori reCentral Intelligence Agency rakaita chaizvo izvo zvaraikurudzirwa nemuzinda weWhite House mukuumba urongwa hwekubvunzurudza zvinodarika mwero zvichitevera kurwiswa kwakaitwa America musi wa11 Gunyana 2001. VaCheney vakaudza Fox News nezuro kuti chirongwa ichi chaive nechinangwa chekuti America isazorwiswa zvakare.
Vanhu vemuPalestine varwisana nemauto emuIsrael nhasi zvichitevera rufu rwegurukota rakafa svondo rino apo rainetsana nemauto emuIsrael. Zviuru zvevanhu kusanganisira mutungamiri wePalestine vaMahmoud Abbas vaungana muRamala umo vanhu vanga vachiperekedza mufi vaZiad Abu Ayn.
Munhu mumwe chete anonzi afa mushure mekuputika kwebhambu ranga rakateiwa pamuviri wemunhu apo vanhu vanga vachinzwa mimhanzi muchirongwa chaiitirwa paFrench Cultural Center muKabul kuAfghanistan. Izvi zvaitika maawa akati wandei rimwe bhambu rauraya zvakare mauto matanhatu kunze kweguta guru renyika iyi. Makateerera kuStudio 7 anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu nemuwangu Jonga Kandemiri.
kutiirira ku Studio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kilohertz pa shortwave munokwanisa kutibata pa channel zima muchishandisa decoder re Wisdig kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM kana muri pa Wisdig tsvagai channel yakanzi CH zima kana muri kunetsekana kuibata dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare mosikana zvakare kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pa channel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pa satellite TV pa smartphone nepa internet pa www.channelzim.net.
Makateerera kuchirongwa chenyu imi vateereri nekuti kana musipo imi vateereri Studio 7 aipo.
Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nezuro vakadoma vateedzeri vavo vaviri vaEmmerson Mnangagwa navaPelekezela Mpoko. VaMugabe nemuvhuro Maneru vainge vamisa basa amai Joyce Mujuru vachivapomera mhosva dzakasiyana siyana dzisina hadzo umbowo hwakati tsvikiti uye dzisati dzaenda kumatare. Asi kunyangwe muZANU PF muri kuita mashura nezviratidzo, vana veZimbabwe vakawanda varikutaura paStudio 7 nekunyora matsamba vari kuchema chema kuti upfumi hwenyika unofanira kugadziriswa. Kudomwa kwavaMnangagwa navaMpoko kunoreva here kuti zvinhu zvave kuzochinja? Ko remangwana renyika rakamira sei tichitarisa vatungamiri ava? Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi munyadzi zvematongerwo enyika vaBlessing Vava uye Gweta vaSteven zvina vakobvu. Tatanga nekubvunza vazvina vakobvu kuti vanoona sei vateedzeri vatsva ava uye vanoona here vachibatsira mukugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika.
Handifungi kuti tofanira kutarisa kuti ikonomi inobva yatochinja nekuda kwokungoti pachinjwa mavice president, because pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvinoda kuti zviitike kuti economy izoimprova. Like for example, issue ye capital, foreign direct investment, working capital in my industry. So simply because pana Emmerson Mnangagwa zvireve kuti makampanies akufanira kutowana capital kana kuti government yakufanira kutowana more revenue inflow.
Vavava munoona sei?
Handioni pane chakanyanya chingachinja nekudomwa kwakaita vatevedzeri venyika vaMnangagwa navaMpoko. Nekuti tikatarisa nyaya idzi, nyaya dzeekonomi, inyaya dzandingati panofanirwa kunge pane kuvandudzwa kwemapolicies. Apa zvakangoedzika nezvekuti pakangobviswa mai Mujuru vakareplacewa navaMnangagwa. Asi mashandiro eZANU PF kanikati gwara rehurumende harina kuchinja. Zimaseti yeZANU PF ndiwo dhokumendi raro rachingonara vanofungidzira kuti richavandudza upfumi hwenyika inoyi. Asi maonero angu, handioni dhokumendi iroro rine zvakanyanya zvichaita kuti nyika inoyi yeZimbabwe ive chabudirira kana kuti zvinge zvichavandudza ikonomi yedu.
Mukoma Steven, tichitarisawo kudomwa kwavaMnangagwa, munofunga kuti sei vaMugabe vakavadoma?
Pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvakatariswa ipapo. Chekutanga, pane zvinhu zvose, loyalty ndiyo yakakosha, then nekushanda nesimba. Nekuti kubvisa kwakaitwa mai Mujuru, chimwe chacho chezvinhu zvavakabvisirwa kusashanda necorruption. Saka ndinoona sokuti president vabvisa munhu ari korrupt vachimutsiva nemunhu asiri, nemunhu wakachena usina zvipomerwa.
Asi tiri ipapo Mukoma Steven, mungati vari kuita zvehori here pasina umbo hwapiwa, pasina kuti munhu aendeswa kumatare?
Nyaya yekuinda kudare iprocess, ndosaka kwakanzi mapurisa aongorore aone kuti pane umbowo here.
Vavava, ndoo nyaya yamungati here yakabvisirwa mai Mujuru?
Handioni kuti ndiyo nyaya yakabvisirwa mai Mujuru, nekuti katarisana sezvi kutaurwa na Steven, nyaya dzecorruption. Nyaya dzecorruption chirwere chagara chiri mubato reZANU PF kubva 1980, ende tikatarisa vamwe vakadomwa navaMugabe kuti vave mupolitibhuro yeZANU PF vakasanganisira vana Chombo kana naiye vaMnangagwa. Ndinoshamisika zvikuruva vazvina makobvu vachitaura ivo kuti vaMnangagwa havana zvipomerwa, munhu akachena. Hatizivi kuti mari yavanayo vakaiwana sei. Mukaenda kukwekwe migodhi goridhe nezvimwe zvakadaro, mabhizinesi akawanda. Tinoona vaMnangagwa vari umwe wevanonzi munhu akapfuma chaizvo muno muZimbabwe, asi hatina panguva takambonzwa kwavakashanda. Pavakabva kuhondo vange voshanda muhurumende vari minista, parazinoti nesa isiti kushanda nesimba kwacho kwakabvepi ivo vanga vari mezora dzaizvo kuti vane zvakawanda zvavaiita kuti vawane mari yakawanda zvakadaro vachishandisa yandingati influence yavo yekuti vanga vari mugovernment yamugabe asi kubviswa kwamai mujuru tinoona kuti vamugabe vanga vasingadi kana ndingati munhu anenge akanyevenuka uye anokwanisa kushanda nemamwe mapato netikatarisa vamunangagwa munhu akagara achishanda navamugabe kubva kudhara kubva kuhondo ndiye munhu aiona kuti security yamugabe yakamira sei uyezve sezvambotaura zvino vamakobvu ndakuvirana nazvo zvokuti loyalty ndiyo imwe yakatarisa navamugabe asi chakanyanyisa chavakasarudzira munangagwa ndechekuti ndiye ega munhu anokwanisa kuita mabasa amugabe eugevha mabasa amugabe ekubvundutsira vanhu mabasa amugabe ekumbunyikidza vanhu nekuti vamunangagwa vane nhoroondo yavo yavanopomedzera yekuti ndo vamwe vanonzi vaive panyaya dzeguku rahundi dziya nyaya yemaelections akati 2008 tinoona zita ramunangagwa riri zita raingotaurika kuti vane zvakawanda zvavaiita ipapo
sekutaurawo kwandaita nava zvina makobvu hatingati vamunangagwa kana kuti vachombo vari kuita zveori vavhavha kana vasina kuendeswa kumatare tingangoti hedu vari kufungidzirwa tisingadi kusvibisa mazita avo handiti
hatizi kusvibisa mazita avo asi tika inini mabvunziro andangoriva ndeyekuti upfumi hwava nahwo upfumi hwavakawana here nekushanda nesimba here kana kuti upfumi hwavaiwana nekuenfluence yavo nekuti vanga vari mugovernment
Mukoma Steven munoti kudii
ini pane zvekutaurwa nablessing ndinoti pane dzimwe dzacho ifungidziro kunzi vamunangagwa vane upfumi hwakawanda haana kutaura amaund yemari yavainayo kana nhamba yemaassets avainawo kana nzira yacho yakashata yaanoti vakawana zvinhu izvozvo nayo but the thing is mai mujuru it failed in a judicial svp ndoona zvekuti
Mukoma Steven regativa
chinotikatyamadza zvikuru ndechekuti mai mujuru vanonziwo vanga vatadza kuita basa ravo nemazvo asi tikatarisa kubva vamugabe pavakatonga nyika ye1980 hapana chatingati tinokwanisa kubata sevanhu vezimbabwe kuti izvi ndo zvaitwa nehurumende yezanupiefu
nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vablessing vavha manzwa zvakare kubva kugweta vachiongororawo nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vasteven zvina vakobvu vaviri ava vanga vari parunare muHarare
muchirongwa chedu chelife talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa pamire vanhukadzi muzvinzvimbo zvepamusorosoro munyika
kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext messages panhamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai
munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 001-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure palife talk
Iko zvino yasvika nguva yatinoverenga tsambambozha dzenyu nema text messages amunenge matitumira yekutanga inoti ndinofarira kuverenga nhau dzenyu nekutinogara ndichiziva zviri kuitika munyika mangu ndinokumbirawo kuti munditumire nhau muririmi rwechishona makangondinyemudza kamwe chete ndinotenda hangu zita rangu ndinonzi Lisa Magambe
Mumwe anoti, ndinoti makadii vashamarari veStudio 7, basa munogona, varume ndingafarawo mukaverenga tsamba yangu. Muri kwaziro baba vangu Samson Muyambo Zuka na amai vangu Janet Mutisi Matapa nevana vangu Janet Zuka na Tsolofelo Zuka, Samson Zuka na Gutsilo Waloi, pamwe nemudzimai wangu Josina Sigauke nemwaramu wangu Christina Sigauke, ndini Mako Muyambo Zuka ndiri muSouth Africa ku Northern Cape. Kuruman kumusha ndinobva Mozambique Manika Dakata ndinokudai mese
Makadii vashamarari vose veStudio 7 basa muri kukona chaizvo asi dzangu tsamba handisati ndambodzinzwa dzichiverengwa kana kumbondifonerawo ndimukoma Thomas Mudiwa vari pabulawa yapa
aiva vateereri nguva yedu ndoyaita shanje asi tinotirambai muchitumira tsamba mbozha dzenyu kuno kuStudio 7 sezvo nguva yedu yapera ragaitimbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare Vachangodongwa semutevedzeri wekutanga wemutungamiri wezano PF vaEmmerson Munangagwa vanotaura neStudio 7 pamusoro pebasa guru ravakatarisana naro.
Dzimwe nyanzvi munyadzi zvematongerwo enyika dzinoti mweya weruvengo wanga uchionekwa pakati pezvikwata zvinonzi zvinotsigira vaMunangagwa nechimwe chinonzi chinotsigira vamai Mujuru.
Bato reNCA roendesa mutungamiri wenyika kudare repamusoro-soro richiti vaMugabe havakwanisi kudoma vatungamiri vaviri muhurumende. Tabatashwa kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Nenu wenyu Blessing Zulu, tokusia mina Sandra Nyaira na Chris Kande.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, December 11th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Vice President-elect Emmerson Mnangagwa says he stands ready to serve President Robert Mugabe wherever necessary to help improve the lives of ordinary Zimbabweans.
Well, happy, but with humility. The task is onerous, and I have to fulfill the aspirations of our people and the expectations of my party.
The National Constitutional Assembly takes President Robert Mugabe to court over the appointment of the two new vice president-elects, which it says is unconstitutional.
We believe that it's not possible for President Mugabe to appoint two vice presidents. We believe this is unconstitutional.
And MDCT youth condemn the ZANU-PF resolution at its just-ended Congress to revive the National Youth Service.
Vice President-elect Emmerson Mnangagwa says he stands ready to serve President Robert Mugabe wherever necessary to help improve the lives of ordinary Zimbabweans. In an interview with Studio 7 today, Mr. Mnangagwa, who is scheduled to officially be sworn in tomorrow, together with the second Vice President, Phelekezela Mpoko, says he's humbled by President Mugabe's decision to appoint him to such an important position.
Well, happy, but with humility. The task is onerous, and I have to fulfill the aspirations of our people and the expectations of my party.
So much has been happening, Mr. Mnangagwa, prior to this appointment in terms of factionalism and lately alleged threats on your life. Do you have anything to say about that?
Threats to my life are normal. I reduced throughout my 52 years of political life. It has become part of my life.
Many people, Mr. Mnangagwa, would want to know who really is Emmerson Mnangagwa.
He's a villager from Zishayane, brought up by the revolution, and continues to serve his country as a revolutionary.
The burning issue for most people of Zimbabwe is the state of the country's economy. What is your role going to be in terms of improving the economy?
Governance is never an individual effort. Governance is a collective effort. I will continue to contribute in the collective aspect of our governance.
What would you say is top of the list of the things that you would want to address as the first Vice President of Zimbabwe? Obviously, you have issues that you have looked at since you joined the liberation struggle, that you have always had a burning desire to say you want to see this addressed for the nation of Zimbabwe.
Is to assist my president in the implementation of Zimasset, because that addresses the needs and aspirations of our people across the board.
Over the years, there have been reports pitting you against the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru as rivals fighting to succeed President Robert Mugabe when he retires. What is your relationship with Mrs. Mujuru and all those stories that we were reading? Were they true by any chance?
No. Comrade Mujuru and myself are really colleagues. Armed struggle colleagues and comrades, and there's nothing of any enmity between me and her. You can also interview her. She'll tell you the same.
So what would you say were the source of those allegations that continue to come into the media, pitting you against each other?
It's a creation of the media.
Obviously, the president will be leading the creation of a new team that you will obviously be leading and working with him to make sure that you address the issues that Zimbabwe is facing right now. Would you have any role to play in terms of who you want to work with in taking Zimbabwe to that next level?
Obviously, yes. I think it is the vision of our leader, the president, that he must put up a new team. There's now a new team in the party side. He's also he announced yesterday that he's going to have a new team in government. But I would believe that his vision and intention is to continuously make sure he's a team that can deliver. And I feel honored to be part of that team.
Emmerson Mnangagwa, the person, has remained largely an enigma. Some people even fear him, and some people love him. For those who fear you and all other Zimbabweans who don't really know you, what is your message to them as you prepare to take office as one of the country's vice presidents?
I believe that those who fear me are not honest people. They are afraid of relating to an honest person. And those who love me know that my life is a straight one, an open book.
And lastly, the name Ngwena, the crocodile. What is the source of this name? What does it mean?
I think this came from about 1964 during the crocodile group. I was among that group, the crocodile group, and I'm the only survivor. I think it comes from there, but other people may have their own interpretation.
For the young Zimbabwean who doesn't really know, what was the crocodile group?
It was the first trained group of comrades when we came in from China after our graduation from Nanking Military Academy in 1964.
That was Deputy President-elect Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking with us on the line from Harare. For Perspective, VOA reporter Ntungameli Nkomo, reached political analyst and PhD candidate at the University of Cape Town, Chamunorwa Madiridze, who says the acrimonious relationship between Mr. Mnangagwa and Mrs. Mujuru is real and not a creation of the media, as put by Mr. Mnangagwa.
The animosity was created, and it started when the first lady went around the country in a so-called Meet the People rallies, and she started denigrating the then Vice President, Dr. Mujuru. And this cannot be the creation of the media, when it was actually said. And as of late, the president denigrated that Vice President when she was still the Vice President, and at the Congress, all the placards were there greeting Mujuru. What he can only say is that he wasn't in the middle of all this denigration or all this animosity. We never heard him saying anything negative about Mujuru, but those loyal to him were actually saying, and the media was just there to report what was being said and what was happening.
Mrs. Mujuru describes herself as a simple village girl from Dotito, while Mr. Mnangagwa calls himself a villager from Rishabane. What's in the village?
It's a way of trying to identify yourself with the masses, because they know it's a very important section of the society that will, in the end, view you and try to vote for you come elections. So this is just an attempt by the two politicians to just identify themselves with the masses of Zimbabwe who participated in the liberation struggle and who still form the bigger part of the electorate in Zimbabwe.
If Mr. Mnangagwa should become president as widely expected by his followers, do you see him having any role in the government for Mrs. Mujuru?
It's very unpredictable. But let me say, this is politics. So I think the two politicians know each other very well to such an extent that when the right time comes, they would be able to mend their relations. And it's not surprising that when Mnangagwa becomes president, he may appoint Mujuru to a certain position in government.
That was political analyst Chamunorwa Madiridze speaking to Studio 7's Ntungameli Nkomo on the line from Cape Town in South Africa. Not much is known by ordinary Zimbabweans about second vice president-elect Mphekezela Mphoko, but he has been in the news on a number of times, apparently all for the wrong reasons. Mr. Mphoko was in the news in 2003 when he almost caused a diplomatic row with Botswana after he was accused of assaulting Botswana's Sunday Tribune reporter Hloniphani Chengeta. Chengeta filed criminal charges, but Mr. Mphoko was saved by diplomatic immunity. A member of the Media Institute of Southern Africa Botswana chapter, Ryder Khabatuse, told Studio 7 today that they were surprised to hear that he had been nominated vice president despite that incident. In 2009, Mr. Mphoko was again in the news for telling a workshop in Botswana that the Gugurahundi massacres of the 1980s were a Western conspiracy theory. In the meeting, Mr. Mphoko is alleged to have verbally attacked human rights lawyer Beatrice Mthethwa, accusing her and others of being sellouts. When contacted for comment, Mthethwa confirmed the incident but refused to be interviewed, saying she's not a politician. We reached the independent political analyst Dinizulu Macapulana, who says President Mugabe only chose Mphoko as his deputy for his personal political expediency.
We mustn't read beyond the fact that Mugabe is just playing a power game. In this particular case, Mphekezela Mphoko is being used as a stick to beat up SK Moyo, who was becoming ambitious. It has been Mugabe's strategy to play politicians against each other. Whenever someone becomes ambitious, Mugabe pulls them back and promotes another person, just like he has done with Njuru and Mnangagwa. When Mnangagwa was becoming ambitious, looking at the throne, he pulled him back and put Joyce Njuru. When Joyce Njuru was just becoming hopeful, he has thrown her out and put Mnangagwa. It's just a power play. Like these people are all pawns in Mugabe's political power play.
Are we saying that he has maintained the Unity Accord of 1987 by nominating him?
In name and symbolically and ritualistically, we can say yes. But in practical and concrete terms, that Unity Accord doesn't transcend down to the people of Zimbabwe in their day-to-day existential experience. It's just there symbolically to manage political opinions and impressions, but that Unity Accord does not exist in reality. So people like Mphoko are just figurehead symbols that are meant to represent something that in reality and in experience is not available, I can say.
That was Dinizulu Macapulana, an independent political analyst. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Johannesburg, South Africa.
The National Constitutional Assembly, meanwhile, says it has instructed its lawyers to file an application in the Constitutional Court to stop President Mugabe from swearing in the two deputy presidents, presidential-elect, saying that their appointment violates the country's constitution. NCA spokesperson Maduk Chivasa speaks with reporter Jonga Kandemiri about the matter.
We believe that it's not possible for President Mugabe to appoint two vice presidents. We believe this is unconstitutional. The option of President Mugabe appointing two vice presidents was only there soon after elections, but he decided to have one vice president. So now it's not possible for him to suddenly come up with two vice presidents. That is very unconstitutional. And as far as it is clearly stipulated in paragraph 14, subparagraph 2 of the 60th schedule, which is clear, what he is simply supposed to do is to replace Mrs. Mujuru with one vice president, not with two vice presidents.
Many people may also be confused by this section of the law that you are quoting, because it says he must appoint not more than two vice presidents. And at this time, he has appointed only two vice presidents.
Yeah, but there's also a time factor that is there, which is what we are challenging as NCA.
That was Constitutional Assembly spokesman Maduk Chivasa in Harare, speaking with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Meanwhile, the MDCT says it will soon try to impeach President Robert Mugabe on allegations that he violated the constitution when he fired former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu told the Newsday newspaper that the president did not follow the constitution in firing the former vice president. Studio 7 earlier on tried to contact a VP-elect Mphekezela Mphoko to speak about the allegations in the stories that we did, but he was not available. He wanted questions. So we hope, Chris, that you will answer our questions.
Yes, Sandy.
I think the NCA do have a good case.
I think their argument is sound. It does make sense because that is what the Constitution says technically. I've looked at Section 14, Subsection 2, and it says that the appointment must be done without delay. And the only question here is whether the without delay is regarded as being as commencing from the time of the election, or is it a wider, can it apply to other circumstances? There are two situations here, Gibbs. One, you could say it's without delay from the election, or they might say it's without delay from the time of appointment, whether they're doing a replacement of a vice president. But I think that the NCA have a strong point, because I think the applicable clause here is that it's without delay from the election of the president. And what President Mugabe should have done in August 2013 when he appointed Vice President Mujuru would have been to appoint two vice presidents, and that would have complied with that provision.
Mr. Makaisa, give us your thoughts on how the Constitutional Court is going to handle this kind of case if it is brought before the courts.
I'm not sure whether they will be inclined to entertain the case at all. I suspect they will argue that this is a matter of executive discretion, and that their hands are tied and that they are not going to interfere. I think they would be wrong to say that.
That was political analyst Alex Magaisa commenting on the NCA's application to the Constitutional Court. He spoke with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Kent in the United Kingdom.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
our panelists take a deeper look in goings-on in ZANU-PF, especially former President Joyce Mujuru and VP-elect Emmerson Mnangagwa's relationship.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
A former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney says the Central Intelligence Agency did exactly what the White House wanted in setting up an interrogation program for terror suspects following the September 11, 2001 attacks.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin has met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi as part of a one-day visit to discuss expanding energy and defense ties.
And the Palestinians are mourning a cabinet minister who died yesterday after clashes with Israeli police in the West Bank. Thousands of people, including Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, gathered today in Ramallah for the funeral procession of Ziyad Abu Ayyin. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
The appointments of former Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa and former diplomat Phelekezela Mpoko as vice president-elects has raised questions about their significance to President Robert Mugabe's security and ability to revive the economy. For perspective, Studio 7's Ndimiyake Mwakalielie turned to two South African-based independent analysts, Mlamuli Nkomo and Paul Chimoswa. Chimoswa says while the two men's sacrifice to the country is unquestionable, what is their ability to help President Mugabe take the country any further than where it is?
With Mnangagwa, we all know anything that has been violent against our people in Gukurawindi, the violent 2008 elections and so on, you know, it just leaves a bitter taste in the mouth. Although in terms of ZANU-PF, he is popular amongst their structures. As for Phelekezela, report Mpoko, from the little that we know here in South Africa, and I'm going to be straight about it, I don't try and philosophize. He is not well known for making efforts to unite Zimbabweans. Simon Kayamoyo, when he was ambassador here, there was very visible efforts to unite Zimbabweans of all origins. But Mr. Mpoko, some of his liaisons with people that are well known to be Mdoka's sympathizers, that are actually advocating for the division of Zimbabwe into two states, and he must actually come forward and put his credentials of unifying Zimbabweans on the table. Yes, he's got liberation struggle credentials. To that, we are grateful, both to Mnangagwa as well.
Thank you. Ms. Nkomo, your thoughts?
What stands out is that it is clearly something that goes against the tenets of our democracy. Above everything else, what President Mugabe did was to nominate people who are loyal to him. If we look at the surprise package, Mr. Pelegezela Mpoko, it is not to say that he has not contributed anything to the country, but leaking is known publicly about his political profile. But what actually stands out is that Mugabe wants to cushion himself. He wants to surround himself with people that he can trust, with people that know that he owes them. So they will do everything in their power to be loyal to the person who appointed them.
The issue you've just raised, Mr. Nkomo, about security, of course, the issue has come up many times that President Mugabe fears leaving office because of human rights persecution charges that might be laid on him by various entities, including the ICC. What could possibly Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Mpoko guarantee him in that respect?
Mugabe has appointed people with a military and security background as a way of ensuring their loyalty of the uniformed forces. In case he is out of power, that he will not be actually prosecuted. So we are looking at the hardliners, people who are going to toe the same line that Mugabe has been pursuing, people who are anti-West.
Mr. Chimosha,
if you look at the securitization or militarization of the presidentium, as has happened now with the Zipra and the Zandla senior figures taking over the vice presidents, that speaks for itself. But the one aspect that's not being talked about, to me, that's the elephant in the room. Every single forum you go, there is a rumor of an economic connection between the first lady and Mr. Mpoko. But it's not discussed publicly. And then when you talk...
That was independent political analyst Mlamuli Nkomo. Earlier, you heard from independent political commentator Paul Chimoswa. Both spoke with Studio 7's Ndimiyake Mwakalele from South Africa.
As Zimbabweans ponder the country's future following the shake-up in the leadership of the ruling ZANU-PF after its recent congress, the MDCT National Youth Wing says it is strongly opposed to one of the congress resolutions calling for the revival of the controversial National Youth Service Program. Correspondent Taura Ishaba has more.
Also complaining about the resolution is the Zimbabwe National Students Union, ZINASU, which says this is a ZANU-PF program, adding, not every youth in the country is ZANU-PF. Every student wishing to go to university or other tertiary institutions in the country would be required to go through the National Youth Service Training Program. Some National Youth Service graduates, popularly known as Green Bombers, have in the past been used by ZANU-PF in its campaigns, particularly targeting opposition supporters. In an interview with Studio 7 in Gweru today, National Spokesperson Brian Duve of the MDCT's Youth Wing said his party opposes and condemns the proposal to revive the National Youth Service Program. The revival of the program was one of the resolutions passed at the recent ZANU-PF Congress after the party's former youth secretary, Absalom Skosana, said the party's youth are in support of the idea. But Duve says it is senseless for ZANU-PF to revive the program when there is an urgent need to revive the economy so youths can get educated and get gainful employment.
We are extremely worried by the irresponsible nature of ZANU-PF. There is no need. We don't need National Youth Service in Zimbabwe. What we need is creation of jobs, period. And it's actually madness, I think, to actually suggest that in this point in time, their solution to the youth problems is to take them to border gaze training camps to be raped or to rape and be abused there. We just believe it's one of the indicators of the cluelessness of the ZANU-PF government.
Dube also criticized the ZANU-PF government, saying it has failed the youths by not allocating enough money for grants for tertiary students.
As you would realize, they also do not care at all about the youths, as you would see that they have allocated $1 million to cater for student grants for all universities and colleges in the country, and allocate Mugabe $5 million to cater for his friends. And what we are saying is the presidential scholarship must be abandoned with immediate effect, and if President Mugabe wants to take anyone to a technical institution, he must use his money from Gushungo Holdings and convert that amount back to the student grants, which will benefit the greater part of the students and the youths in Zimbabwe.
Dube also scoffed at suggestions that ZANU-PF members should be given priority for vacancies in state-owned companies, saying such cronyism is what has caused the collapse of most parastatals or government companies. Dube said jobs in parastatals should be given on the basis of competency, not partisanship. Development Studies lecturer Didmus Dewa of the Zimbabwe Open University, speaking as an independent analyst, said although he agrees that for some jobs it is important to consider expertise rather than an individual's political affiliation, it is not surprising that ZANU-PF wants to reward its supporters.
Worldwide, you have seen that after elections, you find that those that are on the winning side will have its own people in positions of influence, in parastatals, in organizations of influence in that particular country. So to me, it's not something new. The 2008 election saw MDC gaining power in local authorities, and subsequently, the party went on to have its own members in the local authorities. So it's not new for ZANU-PF to do the same. But let me hasten to say that there are some jobs that require unique expertise. Such jobs cannot be reserved to a certain political party member.
Dewa also said this is nothing wrong with the proposed reintroduction of the National Youth Service Program, but said it should not be used to indoctrinate youths with a partisan political ideology.
In Zimbabwe, again, nobody should really make noise about it. But the reason why people probably make noise is the issue around the curriculum, the indoctrination, the inclination of the curriculum towards a specific political party. What we request at this point in time is a revisit of the curriculum so that people are taught to be patriotic, people are taught Ubuntu, people are taught unity, people are taught development, people are taught things that are relevant to their day-to-day needs.
The National Youth Service Program was started in 2001 with the intended aim of empowering youths through life skills and leadership training. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.
Thanks, Taurai. Coming up next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Suspected Islamic extremists are on the rampage in northern Nigeria, recently attacking a mosque, police facility, and a crowded market, killing more than 100 innocent people. The terrorist strikes are a blow both to the communities attacked and the civilized world as a whole. Early December 1st, insurgents entered Damaturu, capital of Yobe State in northeastern Nigeria, attacking a police station and sending students at a local university fleeing into the countryside. The same day, suicide bombers killed dozens in a crowded market in Maiduguri. On November 28th, an attack on the central mosque in Kano killed at least 100. While no group has taken responsibility for the attacks, the pattern of the strikes mirrors those favored by Boko Haram. Since 2009, when it began a campaign to overthrow the Nigerian government and replace it with a regime based on its own peculiar interpretation of Islamic law, the group has wreaked death and destruction across much of northern Nigeria. The group's insurgency has claimed the lives of more than 4,000 people and forced hundreds of thousands to flee their homes. At first targeting police and other government officials and facilities, Boko Haram has broadened its attacks to include churches, mosques, schools, media outlets, markets, and other civilian sites, leaving a trail of blood wherever it strikes. It drew international outrage this summer by kidnapping more than 200 young schoolgirls. It offered them as hostages for Boko Haram fighters being held by the government and later threatened to sell them. The girls are still missing. The United States condemns in the strongest terms all terrorist attacks on innocent civilians in northeastern Nigeria. We extend our deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of those killed and injured. These attacks again show Boko Haram's disregard for human life as it continues in its efforts to destabilize Nigeria. We stand with the Nigerian people in their struggle against violent extremism and the threat of terrorism, and we affirm our ongoing commitment to work with all Nigerians to combat these atrocities.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. And now a quick recap of today's top stories.
Vice President-elect Emmerson Mnangagwa says he stands ready to serve President Robert Mugabe wherever necessary to help improve the lives of ordinary Zimbabweans.
That's all for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm... And I'm Sandra Nyaira, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night. Wishing you all the best and handing you over to Ntungamili and Standekile. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Sandra Lo Chris lichona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesine emhlaka 11 ngompalakazi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mngela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
I believe that those who fear me are not honest people. They are afraid of relating to an honest person. And those who love me know that my life is a straight one.
Lamo abangesabayo ngabantu abangathembekanga. Besaba ukubhekana lomuntu olesisa esimangalisayo.
Ekhuluma le Studio 7 namuhla okhethwe ukuba ngumongameli Robert Mugabe ukuba ngomunye wabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi uzasebenza gadalala ukuncedisa ukuqhuba inhlelo zikahulumende ezentuthuko.
Vele ukukhishwa kwalo okhona akuhambelani le-constitution vele. So ukukhishwa kwakhe nxa kungekho emthethweni kungekho kungahambelani le-constitution it follows ukuthi laba abasa-appointiweyo kathesi ngesikhiwa yikho lokho esikuthi it's null and void.
Ibandla le-NCA lithi umongameli Mugabe wenze iphutha ngokukhetha abasekeli bakhe ababili kubandla le-ZANU-PF abakhangelele ukufungiswa ukuthatha izikhundla lezi kuhulumende kusasa.
Iqembu leZimbabwe elomdlalo webhola lokuqaga i-netball lamhla lithole imendulo yegolide ngemva kokunqoba ele-South Africa kwimidlalo ye-African Union Sports Council Region 5 Games eqhutshwa koBulawayo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Okhethwe ngumongameli Mugabe ukuba ngomunye wabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi uzasebenza gadalala ukuncedisa ukuqhuba inhlelo zikahulumende ezentuthuko. Ekhuluma le Studio 7 namhla uMnangagwa ulandule njalo ukuthi kulenzondano phakathi kwakhe lonkosikazi Joyce Mujuru yena uxotshwe esikhundleni sakhe ngomgabe ngomvulo. Umnangagwa uthi inzondano le ibikwa ngamaphephandaba kuphela kodwa yena lo Mjuru ngabantu abakhulumisana kuhle. Umnangagwa ulabantu abamzondayo ikakhulu labo abathi waphatheka kumbhuqazo weGugurahundi kuzokuba labanye abamthandayo abathi kumele abe ngumkhokheli welizwe nxa uMugabe sesukile embusweni. USandra Nyaira weStudio 7 uqale ngokubuza uMnangagwa ukuthi uthini kulabo abamzondayo.
I believe that those who fear me are not honest people. They are afraid of relating to an honest person. And those who love me know that my life is a straight one. Comrade Mjuri and myself are really colleagues, armed struggle colleagues and comrades.
Lamo abangesabayo ngabantu abangathembekanga. Besaba ukubhekana lomuntu olesisa esimangalisayo. Abangithandayo bayakwazi ukuthi impilo yami ngiyomuntu okhululekileyo kakhulu. Mina lo nkosikazi Joyce Mjuru silobudlelwano obumangalisayo. Salwa sonke impi yenkululeko njalo kasizondani ngijola kancane. Khuluma laye phela uza kutshela ngakhonoko. Wonke lokhu okubi okukhulunywa ngathi kwenziwa yini abethula imbiko kaZulu.
Lawa bekungamazwi kaMnangagwa ekhuluma ecingweni loSondra Nyaira weStudio 7 uGibbs Dube ubetolika ngesiNdebele. Ukuhlaziya amazwi kaMnangagwa sixhume incwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Dumisani Nkomo.
Ambone kuliqiniso ngoba umuntu nxa yipolitician asezaphumela egcekeni athi mina nozibani bani siyazondana. La ke mina khanya ngazani linxusa idiplomat. Akhulume ngendlela etshengisa obukhokheli. So nxa sikhangele nje okwenzakala kuzani uPF kunyanga lezi ezinto ade ezidlulekileyo, kumgceke ukuthi kwakulamacele kumbe amahlangothi amabili kwacaca khona lokhu kumarali kamamu uGrace Mkabe ukuthi kulobuzondana phakathi kwamahlangothi la amabili atshiyeneyo. Kodwa vele ngike akhuluma yena ebantwini kumbe kumphakathi ukuthi uzondana lomunye umuntu. Ngoba i-politics leyo.
Yena uMnangagwa alubana ethe waba ngumongameli welizwe, singabona yini enxusa unkosikazi Mjuru kubana abuye kuhulumende basebenze ndawonye?
Inkangelela yakhe ukuthi abe ngu-president welizwe. Nxa sokuthile khona lokhu laye engabona kufanele ukuthi asondeze isitha eduze, ngoba isitha esikhatshana singakulimaza. So ngakusebenzisa khona lokhu asondeze isitha eduze sengumongameli amfake kuhulumende uMjuru, esenzele ukuthi uMjuru engayikhatshana asihlanganele opposition bacine bemgenqolile.
Wona amathuba kaMnangagwa okuba ngumongameli ami njani, ngoba uMjuru wayekhangelela ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaba nguye kodwa nangu sesusiwe esikhundleni?
Yawe engabe lamathuba sibili, ngoba kungenzakala ukuthi upresident okhona kade siyengadlula umuntu ongu-first vice president uya-act as president for at least 90 days, kebe kumnika i-advantage. Kodwa kebe kudingakala ukuthi iphathe le majority which is anophilefu ukuthi inominate i-successor. Singazi nje ngoba akucacanga whether yi-parliament kumbe yi-central committee, ngoba ku-parliament still abantu abasekele uMjuru they were still over 100 ama-parliamentarian. So kule advantage ngathi ngiyo phambili, kodwa it's not clear whether nguye zathatha offer, ngoba bathi in politics all things are possible. Akayise le ambition la enkulu kakhulu khona lokhu okwavelela uMjuru kwamvelela laye.
UMnumzana Dumisani Nkomo uhlaziya ezombusazwe sixoxelaye ekobulawayo.
Lanxa bengabaningi abathi bamazi uMnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko okhethwe kuba ngumsekeli kaMongameli Mgabe useke waba ezindabeni. Ngomnyaka ka-2003 uMphoko wenza ubudlelwano beZimbabwe leBotswana bube munyu ngemva kokutshaya intatheli zindaba yethesa icala lokungalobi kuhle ngaye. Lintatheli zindaba uHloniphani Chengeta wayisebenzela iphephandaba leSunday Tribune yasa lolu daba emthethwandaba, kodwa lolu daba aluyanga ndawo ngoba uMphoko wavikelwa ngumthetho othi abamela amazwe kabathoniswa kwamanye amazwe. Ilunga lenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lentatheli zindaba iMisa Botswana uMnumzana Ryder Kabathuse utshele iStudio 7 lamuhla ukuthi bamangele besizwa ukuthi uMphoko usekhethwe ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli. Ngomnyaka ka-2009 uMphoko waba endabeni njalo ngemva kokutshela umhlangano ukuthi umbhuqazwe weGoground wawungamanga amazwe angentshonalanga ayefuna nje ukungcolisa igama leZimbabwe. Emhlanganweni lo wathuka ababesethula imbono yabo abagoqela unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa, kodwa umthethwa walile ukukhuluma ngalolu daba lamuhla. UChris Kando weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Dinizulu Macaphulana othi ukukhethwa kukaMnumzana Mphoko kutshengisa sobala ukuthi uMongameli Mgabe kazange adinge umuntu olembali efaneleyo ukuba ngumsekeli wakhe, kodwa nje wayefuna umuntu ozalandela izifiso zakhe.
Engikubonayo wakithi yikuthi akakhethwanga ngokuba uyafuneka, njalo akakhethwanga ngesimilo sakhe ukuthi ungumuntu oyisima kanjani. Utholakale nje engumuntu okhona ongafakwa ukwenzela ukuthi laba bebefisa ukuphakama baye phezulu njengabo SK Moyo babuyele emuva.
umdlalo kaMnumzane Mgabe yona lo ukuthi uyadlala abantu ngabanye ukuthi uyathembisa lona engabona lona sesiba lengwabo ngwabenenge uyaphambili amkhupha faka omunye ngumdlalo nje wakhe wokuntshintsha abantu yena ekunguye kuphela ohlele esihlalweni
manje pho nxa sesimkhangele yena uMnumzana Mphoko labantu abadabuka ikakhulu eMathebeleland ngendaba ezinje bathini nxa ukhangele kona
lokhana izifuno zabantu abanjengebeMathebeleland okwakathese uMnumzana uGandhi ayisikho umgaba kukhangeleleyo akukhangeleleyo yikuhlala kwakhe esihlalweni lokuziqinisa ngokufaka abantu eduze kwakhe abazamgcina ekhona esihlalweni ayenzelwa ngabantu leyi into njalo kayenzelanga izani uPF ngokwayo njengebandla iyenzelwe umgabe uthi aqhubeke esihlalweni abakhethwayo laba abasondezwa phambili laba bavumelana lo Grace bavumelane naye umgabe uzathola ukuthi yiba sesele labo kuzani uPF abanye labana beseduze kwakhe uMjuru usebaxothile khatshana akalanxa ingafa izani uPF inqobo yena umgabe sele lamandla ele khunda sakhe lesalazo angakhetha ukuthi kube njalo akakwenzela iparty akakwenzela ibandla uzenzela yena ukuthi aqhubeke sesihlalweni azwaye kufa
manje pho ubona njani iUnity Accord singathini ngayo uyenelisile yini umgabe ukuthi isale iUnity Accord ilokho iyikhonoko iyayikho khona ngokukhetha uMphoko yini
Masa sikhuluma kahle ngayi Unity Accord ikhona negama langobuso babantu abanjengabo Mphoko abaphakathi kodwa phansi eluntwini abantu abaningi emaphandleni ukumanyana kwabantu akukho laphana sesingathi ngesilungu ngama figurehead ukuthi aphakamise nje ubuso bomuntu wayekuzapho esentini ethi nanga ubani ukhona
Lo mnumzana Denizulu Macaphulana ingcwethi ecobongula izombusazwe ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha a Voice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku shortwave 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kHz. Lela konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Ibandla le National Constitutional Party NCA lithi uMongameli Mgabe wenze iphutha ngokukhetha abasekeli bakhe ababili kubandla lezanu PF abakhangelelwe ukufungiswa ukuthatha izikhundla lezi kuhulumende kusasa. I-NCA ithi uMgabe wakhetha umsekeli oyedwa esanda votelwa nguZulu ngalokho bekungamelanga adinge omunye aze aqede isikhathi sakhe seminyaka emihlanu ehofisini ibandla leli lithi uMgabe wephule isiqanyana salokho okubizwa ngokuthi schedule 6 yesekelo esitsha sombuso welizwe esithi lo okhethwe ukuba ngumongameli welizwe kumele adinge umsekeli kumbe abasekeli bakhe ngesiphangiphangi I-NCA ithi isiqanyana lesi sikubeka sobala ukuthi umongameli akumelanga adinge abasekeli abedlula ababili nxa esevotelwe uMgabe wakhetha unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru esanda kungena ehofisini ngomnyaka ophelileyo usanda kumxotsha umsebenzi esithi wayefuna ukugenqula umbuso wakhe ingcwethi kwezemithetho umnumzana Alex Magaisa oweKent University kwelebhilitane utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi iNCA itshaye ekhaleni Uthi okungahlupa ukuthi idale lomthethwandaba ele Constitutional Court lingala ukuphatha udaba lolu kumbe ithi uMongameli usebenzisa amandla akhe ukuthi akwenze konke lokho imbono yakhe isekelwe ngumnumzana Lizwe Jamela igqwetha elikhangelane lelungelo loluntu otshele uGibbs Dube Studio 7 ukuthi kumele uZulu akhangelane kakhulu ngokuxotshwa komsekeli kaMongameli uMjuru okungekho emthethweni
ungaba lokhetho masinyane khonapho umongameli oyabekhethiwe kulakho ukuthi appoint uVP iminyaka yonke le eyithumi elandelayo ungakhangeli usection 92 okhangelane lokukhethwa kukaVP ngoba singadlula iminyaka eyithumi kuzamele ukuthi uVP ebe ngumuntu ongaphoyinti nguprezidenti kodwa abe ngumuntu ovotelwayo
upresident umuntu oyareza ezakuma esithi mina ngifuna ukuthi ngivotele njengopresident ulakho ukuthi ekhethe yena abantu ababili kumbe ohedwa ozabe ekhethwa naye ngabantu beyenza ukhetho ukuthi uzakhethelwa ngu-VP. Kodwa-ke ishedule njengoba ushilo ukuthi kule shedule othiwa ngeshedule i-60 shedule u-section 14 we-60 shedule i-section leyi iyasuspenda i-operation ka-section 92 okokukhethwa kwabo-VP. Sikhuluma ngokuthi hhayi umongameli ulakho ukuthi nominate ukhetho nxa lungaphela. Lokho ukuthi umongameli uyakwanisa ukuthi ekhethe u-VP kanye kuthemu yakhe. Kulakho ukuthi u-VP erizayine, kulakho ukuthi u-VP efe, umongameli eyakwanisa ukuthi esebenzise i-60 shedule leyo ukuwa-appoint. Akukhanye ukuthi njengoba thina sidila ngo-VP ongarizayinanga, ongafanga, ukukhithwa kwakhe ukukhithwa njani. Mina nxa ngikhangela i-constitution u-VP ukhithwa ekhangele u-section 97 we-constitution.
Nxa sikhangele-ke njalo i-NCA ithi umongameli kalamalungelo ukuthi adinge o-VP abedlula ababili. So lokuthi nxa engavele khethe khonabana akusamelanga aphinde akhethe omunye futhi ngoba uyabe sesephula isekelo sombuso welizwe. Kambe kunjani khonapho?
Asibuzanga vele sikhulume ngendaba yokuthi laba ba-appointiweyo ababili laba uba-appointe kuhle in terms of the schedule ngoba vele ukukhitshwa kwalo okhona akuhambelani ne-constitution vele. So ukhitshwa kweke nxa kungekho emthethweni kungahambelani ne-constitution it follows ukuthi laba abase-appointiweyo kathesi it could be ngesikhiwa yikho lokho esikuthi it's null and void.
Umnumzana Lizwe Jamela ligqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Gibbs Dube wo Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
Inhlanganiso zikaZulu eZimbabwe sezikhuthazwe ukuthi ziqale khathesi ukulungiselela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze kuthi nxa sekuqhamuka udlakela oluvame ukuba khona nxa sekuqala ukhetho kweleZimbabwe babekwazi konke okufanele bakwenze ngelanga lokhetho. Linkuthazo yenziwe emhlanganweni oqhutshelwe eJohannesburg lamhlanje obuhluza inhlupho ezibhekana lokhetho emazweni asezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba ekhona le eJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Noba nje kusasele minyaka emithathu egcweleyo ukuthi iZimbabwe iqhube olunye ukhetho, inhlanganiso zikaZulu eZimbabwe sezikhuthazwe ukuthi ziqale ukulungiselela ukhetho lolo khathesi. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni ukuhlaziya ngenhlupho ezibhekana lokhetho emazweni asezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika, obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso ye-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, umnumzana Joy Mabenge uthi umsebenzi omkhulu wokulungiselela ukhetho kufanele wenziwe khathesi kungakaqhamuki udlakela oluphathelane lokhetho.
Once we are in an election mood in Zimbabwe, everything else becomes impossible.
Uma sisikhathi sokhetho eZimbabwe kuba nzima ukuthi inhlanganiso zikaZulu zingene emphakathini zifundisa abantu ngezokhetho. Zisuka zibanjwe ngamandla ukuthi zidinge imvumo emapholiseni okuyinto enzima ukuyithola. Kumele siqale manje ukulungiselela kusathule kungakaqali udlakela lokhetho.
UMabenge uthi kungumkhubo omubi ukuqoqa imbuthano kaZulu ngesikhathi imikhankaso yokhetho isiqalile. Kusazakala mhlophe ukuthi lokhu kuzatshayisa lokubulalisa abantu. Uthi ngalesi sikhathi kusaselokuthula kulapho inhlanganiso zikaZulu okufanele zifundise khona uZulu konke okuphathelane lokhetho. Umnumzana Sipho Mantula, umcwaningi enhlanganisweni ye-Institute for Dispute Resolution in Africa, e-University of UNISA, uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi inhlanganiso zikaZulu ziqale khathesi ukwakha ubudlelwano obuqinileyo lenhlanganiso esetshenziswa ukubangela udlakela ngesikhathi sokhetho ukuze kube lula ukwenza imikhankaso kungela kuhlukunyezwa.
Kunenento yokusebenzisana ne-Zimbabwean Election Commission, kukusebenzane namaphoyisa nama-political parties wonke azoba involved kulama election ukuthi nabo babe impartial bangathathi isayiti.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Zenzo Moyo laye ugcizelele ukuthi ukufundiswa komphakathi kungakabi lokwethusela yiko kuzakwenza uZulu abe lesibindi nxa sokufika ukhetho.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu babe bafundiswe ngendlela eziqondile ukuthi kuvotwa kanjani, kuqakatheka ukuvota, ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngedemokrasi sikhuluma ngento enjani. Kungapheleli kuphela kuma towns, kumele kuze kuyefika lasemakhaya abantu ba understand ukuthi kanti kahle kahle maki ukuthi kuthiwa kuyavotwa kumbe kulungiselela ukhetho kumele senzeni.
Abangenela umhlangano bemele inhlanganiso ezijeneyo zikaZulu ezivela emazweni ehlukeneyo bavumelene ukuthi inhlanganiso zaZulu zingagcila ekuhluzeni inhlupho ezibhekana loZulu mihla ngemihla okugoqela indlala, ukusilela kwamanzi, amagetsi lemisebenzi. Kuzaba lula ukuthi uZulu asebenze lalezi nhlanganiso kukho konke ezikwenzayo. Kube njalo lesixwayiso sokuthi inhlanganiso zikaZulu zekele ukusebenza zile njongo zezombusazwe ukuze zanelise ukusola lokuphikisa zingathathi hlangothi zonke izenzo lezinqumo ezenziwa ngabamabandla ezombusazwe ezincindezela umphakathi. Kulomhlangano kubuye njalo kwenziwa inkuthazo yokuthi inhlanganiso yeSADC iqinise isandla emazweni ehluleka kulandela imithetho yokuqhutshwa kokhetho ethulwe yile inhlanganiso. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg eSouth Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Uhulumende uthi kuyadingakala ukuba avuselele umnotho welizwe ibe khona imisebenzi kuqedwe ukungethembeki okukhona i-corruption. Kubika intatheli yethu uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuvezwe ngumsekeli kamphathi ntambo wezokukhitshwa kwemibiko umnumzana Super Mandi Wanzira engumhlonitshwa emhlanganweni wentatheli zindaba oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Zero Tolerance Wise Consultancy. Uthi Mandi Wanzira uhulumende uzimisele ukuqeda udubo lokungathembeki elizweni esithi kodwa lokhu angeke akwenza enguye yedwa, kudinga ukuzinikela kwaZulu omelelaye ehlukane lomkhuba wokuphatheka kikho lokubukela lapho zisenzakala lezi zehlakalo zokungathembeki. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Zero Tolerance Wise Consultancy umnumzana Dumisani Mthombeni yena ukhuthaza ezinye inhlanganiso ezinjengeyakhe ukuba zehlukane lomkhuba wokulwa lohulumende kodwa baxoxisane laye bembonisa lapho okuphosiswa khona lokuphuma lamacebo ukuthi lungaqedwa njani lolu dubo lokungathembeki elizweni. Umeli weJombe edalela ephalamende engowezana uPF umnumzana Daniel Mackenzie Ncube uthi bona njengenkokheli bazimisele ukuluqeda lolu dubo.
Udubo lolu lugithi ukuthi sayekelela isigqoko sidabuka. Into yonke iqala kancane kodwa kumele ukuthi iphangiswe ivalelwe. Ngakho sayekela kusenzakala, khathesi sokufohlile sokusabalele.
Ethi bona njengenkokheli basekela inkulumo kamongameli Mugabe phezu kokuqeda lolu dubo, wathembisa ukuthatha amanyathelo okujezisa labo abatholakala belamacala njalo kulobufakazi obanelayo.
Hayi, seliza kubona khathesi, seliza kubona sobala. Kungabe kuqala nje sihamba kancane ngoba kakhulu izinto lezi ukuthi sibe lobufakazi obugcwele kunzima, kuthatha isikhathi. Njengohulumende siphezu kwendaba.
EleZimbabwe limanyane lamanye umhlaba wonke ukunanza usuku lwemikhankaso yokuqeda udubo lokungathembeki. Lubikwa selusabalele elizweni selusesigabeni esiphezulu njalo inkokheli zisithi isimo sesinje ngoba lwayekelelwa okwesikhathi eside. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Abantu weZimbabwe balethe imbono etshiyeneyo ngokukhethwa kwamnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa lomnumzana Phekelezela Mphoko ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakamongameli Robert Mugabe kubandla leZANU PF ngemva kokuxotsha umsebenzi obengumsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru esetheswa amacala ehlukeneyo agoqela ukufuna ukugenqula umbuso lokungathembeki. La ukuze sihlaziye lolu udaba si xoxe lomnumzana Walter Nsunungulu Mbongolwane ingcweti ecubungula izombusazwe endawonye lomnumzana Max Mkandla umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko eZimbabwe Liberators Peace Initiative onguye osungula lingxoxo.
Ngokwephathi lokuhlana kathi kokwelizwe kuthiwa nje abantu belizwe abaningi badanile ngendlela abadane ngayo abantu beZimbabwe labantu abathe izipra trust ikhumisima yodwa lapha nixhasa izaphu labodabengwa lakwazisala lizipra le eseleyo ilokhu ikuzanu badanile abantu ngobana bade bekhangelela ukuthi kuzaphuma impumelelo ekakhaya umuyo elongu-vice president abanye bebengukuza lapha befonela lapha abalefuzanu bethi umnankagwa njengoba wayeku-state security wabulalisa abantu kangaka ngo-1980 ngegukrahundi babedodwa njalo njalo.
Mnumzana Mbongolwane, thini ngalabo abo babili umnumzana Mphoko lomnumzana Mnankagwa?
Siqale ngomnankagwa. Ayikho nje into emangalisayo lapho ngoba siyazi ukuthi umgabe vele ubeza faka umuntu acabanga ukuthi uzamvikela njalo abavele besebenzisana ekubulaleni abantu kusukela ngo-1980 kuze kube namhlanje. So umnankagwa ngomunye umuntu owazi kahle ukuthi abantu ababebulawa babebulawa kanjani, bebulawa kutheni. Na ubingacabangile izwe, ubecabanga yena impilo yakhe kusiya phambili. Njalo ukufakwa kwamnankagwa kungabe kumangalisa abantu abaningi ngoba siyazi ukuthi khona kukhona ukuthi kulayo makaranga lamazezuru. So amakaranga bona bangabe bejabulela ukuthi khona maybe sokuyisikhathi sabo. Sizwa bathi khona vele bekhuluma bethi hayi sokuyisikhathi sabo manje ukuthi babuse. Umphoko yena angiboni ngiyaphikisana nomkhandla ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi uphoko ungomunye wabantu bezipha abakade bevele bekhangelwa ukuthi basezingeni eliphezulu. Siyazi ukuthi uSimon Khaya bevele seduze kakhulu lomgabe kodwa uma ukhangela i-hierarchy esingathi i-hierarchy yezaphu lezipra umkandla uyazi kahle ukwedlula mina ukuthi umphoko obevele engumuntu okhangelelwa ukuthi ngomunye ongathathwa ukuthi athathe leso sikhundla. So akungimangalisi njalo akusho lutho ebantwini basezimbabwe ukufaka kwala bantu ababili. Kusho ukuthi vele bona le bandla labo lezanu p f bale ndlela zabo zokuthi baphilisane njalo siyazi ukuthi umphoko lawo futhi ulayo i-history ku-intelligence.
Ingqobe isikuwe mnumzana Mkandla.
Kube sakhuluma imibono ekhulunywa ngabantu ukuhonona kwabantu i-hierarchy ezikra kumbe ezathu ayitsho ukuthi khona umuntu lanxa kade vele elithapa sokumele ukuthi khona ebe ku-hierarchy njalo kulezi zathu zokuthi kwaye kungani kwaba yi-hierarchy kwangabantu vele ababe ngu-15 nebalutshwane. So-ke lokhuyana kanshiwo advantage yakho khona lokhuyana kudingwa umuntu olesandla esiqondile ebantwini. Kodwa-ke mina ngokwami ngombono wami hhayi kulungile khona lokhuyana ukuthi khona izitha kumbe izaphu ithole strong representative phezulu laphana kodwa-ke ngekusebenza kwakhe inumboko kule mibuzo eminingi esingakwanisi ukuyiphendula bathi kubothi i-hierarchy ezikra lapha ngezikhali labantu labo kuthiwa ngo-Dazi nomaseko nonokhen omathema nokwesibizisa nomatshengile abasenge bobotho. So you find that ukuthi enye into laphana ikhona into yabe ingathi nxele kobhethi laba bakhuluma ukuthi babe ku-zipra high command bonke labo abangenanga ejeleleni. So kuyadingakala ukuthi khona la uyehlala phansi ucubungule ukhangele ukuthi lezi isandla sikabani khangela ngale lapho kukhutha khona ijabulani ze-zipra ebese ukhangela-ke ku-hierarchy yangikhona khonaphana ku veterans iministry leyo bayicreathileyo khona ukuthi ngoyewo-veterans kulwesidinisekamayi edebitshezwa ngumthwanga ikhangele kintshona lani ukuthi igoqela bani lo bani usuyakhangela khonaphana esikotini sikampoko naphana ukuthi khona kuyini okunengaza kulungisa naphana kubeza kukhangela ngapha emkhonweni wakithi babalekeleni laphana kuzami.
Mnumzana Mbongolwane, ubona ingani laba bona bazasebenza njani? Ngabo kutshelwa nje ukuthi benzeni?
Indlela akade besebenza ngayo akwaziwa kahle. Umphoko bengumuntu nje osebenza ngaphandle kwelizwe engu-ambasada ngaphandle kokuthi ukwaba ku-intelligence. Umnankagwa bengu-minister usukela ngo-1980 kuze kube lamhlanje ubevele engu-minister. Asibone utshintsho olungaba khona endleleni abasebenza ngayo ngoba vele bancela singathi bamunya kuvele linye lezanu p f. So into abayenzayo yonke yinto eyenza ukuthi izanu p f ibe yikulokhu okuyikho khona. Njalo siyazi ukuthi izanu p f vele isebenza njani. Isebenza njengempethu iphila lapho kubole khona. So asibone ukuthi bangazama ukuthi balungise umnotho elizwe or balungise impilo zabantu ukuthi zibe kahle ngoba bona bavele abantu bezanu p f baphila ngokuhlukumeza abantu. Umkandla nxa ekhuluma ukuthi abantu babalekeni siyazi ukuthi khona vele abantu abezapho abaningi baphuma lodabengwa. Lokhuyana-ke okwasala kuzanu p f sokusalele bona laba abasala besithi bona bayizaphu yasala kuzanu p f kodwa-ke ukuba kona kukamphoko sokungani yilifa abalithiyelwa ngujoshua nkomo ngokusayina i-unit agreement yilifa labo abaliphiwayo abasebenzeli abantu basezimbabwe basebenzela izikhwama zabo kuphela.
Lo mnumzana Walter Nsunguli Mbongolwane ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe obexoxa indawonye lo mnumzana Max Mkandla umgcinisihlalo wehlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko eZimbabwe Liberators Peace Initiative.
Kwezemidlalo ngamafitshane iqembu leZimbabwe lomdlalo webhola lokuqaka inetball lamhlala lithole imendulo yegolide ngemva kokunqoba iSouth Africa nge 45-37 kumdlalo yeAfrican Union Sports Council Region 5 Games eqhutshwa koBulawayo.
Likhumbuleke balaleli ukuthi kustudio 7 Live Talk asiyihluzeni bomama lamhlanje sikhangela ukuncipha kwamathuba besifazana esigabeni sobukhokheli ebandleni leZANU-PF kanye laselizweni jikelele ngokwenzakala kubandla leZANU-PF.
Hayi ke kwanele izihlobo esithandekayo olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga silishiya kustudio 7 Live Talk.